The Georgetown Theater Company presents The Haunted Theater. Narrated by Catherine Aselford.
An actor's ghost haunts the National Theater in Washington, D.C. When I was a child, my father was in the house band at the National, and he told me this story. Back in the 19th century, a touring company came to Washington, D.C. to perform at the National Theater. The show had been on the road for a long time. The cast and crew were tired. Everyone's nerves were on edge. They ran through the familiar scenes, adjusting to the national stage, under the watchful eye of their company manager, Mr. Hallam.
Mr. Charles, can we try that again a little farther downstage, please? From No More, My Good Young Friend.
Two of the actors in the company had been quarreling all throughout the tour. It became harder and harder for them to perform together. By the time they reached the National Theater, their fighting was getting on everyone's nerves.
The haughty Briton laughs to scorn our armies and our councils. Mercy, humanity call loudly that we make... Mr. Mortimer... Kindly refrain from moving about during my liberty speech.
My dear fellow, if I am to play Major Andre's best friend, I must react to your refusal to pardon him. But you might add a touch more nobility to your performance, Mr. Charles. You call for patriotism the way my landlady calls for overdue rent.
I really don't need acting lessons from you. I performed with Edwin Forrest in Metamora.
That was 20 years ago. What have you played lately?
Gentlemen, if this quarreling continues, I'll chuck you both out of my company.
So sorry, Mr. Hallam.
It won't happen again, sir.
Now, once again, from Pardon Me, Sir, I Never Shall Deserve It.
Pardon me, sir, I never shall deserve it. The country that forgets to reverence virtue...
But once they were out of the sight of Manager Hallam, their arguing and bickering continued. Late one night... Mr. Charles and Mr. Mortimer both carried their dirty costumes to the theater's laundry room. Each thought that the other would be in bed asleep and that the laundry room would be deserted. But instead, the two enemies came face to face. They tried to ignore each other, but the room was very small for two people, and they couldn't keep out of each other's way.
Oh, you buffoon! You've knocked my Act Two coat into the mud!
Just wash it again. It will still be dry in time for this evening's performance.
That's not the point. I had it scrubbed clean, and now it's filthy, thanks to your carelessness. And who ever heard of a laundry room with dirt floors? One splash and there's mud everywhere.
One splash and there's mud everywhere. You act like a silly old woman. I can't stand it.
How dare you? Better men than you have stood for my acting. I tell you, President Andrew Jackson himself stood and applauded my Antony when I performed in Julius Caesar. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come
yes,
to bury Caesar.
Well, Andy Jackson didn't have to wash his trousers with you blabbering on about muddy floors and your precious Act Two coat.
Mr. Mortimer, I really must insist that you refer to our former president with greater respect. Andy Jackson, indeed.
My father served with Jackson, and a sniffy old fool like you wouldn't have lasted a minute in his army.
Are you questioning my patriotism, sir?
No, only your fighting ability, sir.
Have at you, then. Oh, no. This can't be. What's happened? Mortimer? Mortimer!
The murderer panicked.
Mortimer.
He hadn't planned to kill his colleague.
He's dead. What have I done? They'll know I did it. I'll be hanged.
What could he do with the body?
I can't leave him here.
His only thought was to bury it beneath the soft, muddy floor of the laundry room.
Uh,
Places, everyone. We will commence at the final prison scene.
The next day, when Mr. Mortimer didn't arrive at rehearsal, the company manager was not happy.
Cue the storm effects. Bring in the scenery! Is Mr. Hodgkins in place? The curtain rises, and Major Andre is discovered.
The morn draws nigh to light me to my shame. Frail nature shrinks, and his death then so fearful. I have braved him fearless in the field, and steeled my breast against his thousand horrors. But his cool, his sure approach, requires a fortitude which naught but conscious rectitude can give. Which naught but conscious rectitude can give. Which naught but conscious rectitude can give. Mr. Hallam, this is our final rehearsal before opening.
I'm aware...
Do we or do we not have the full cast present?
No,
I will not work under these conditions. Until you have assembled the entire company...
I'm sure we'll...
I shall be in my dressing room.
But Mr. Hodgkins...
To think I once played Richard III reduced to this...
Please!
Never in my life have I...
Yes, Mr. Hodgkins. Where is Mortimer? Bless you all, we open here tonight. I need to commence this rehearsal. Mortimer! Kindly honor us with your presence now. This is beyond belief. Has anyone seen Mr. Mortimer? Sometimes I think I could kill all actors gladly. The whole lot of you. I should have stayed in the haberdashery business. Mr. Charles.
What?
Why, what's the matter? Mr. Charles, do you know where Mr. Mortimer is?
No, I don't. I've no idea where he is.
Yes, you do. I can tell. You're hiding something. Where is he?
No, really. I don't know.
Come, come. You two are always together. You must know where he is. Gone to visit some girl, has he?
That's not something he would have told me. We didn't... We don't get on well.
Don't get on well? Doubtless you've wearied us all with your infernal bickering. But for all that, you're the only member of the company he spends any time with. Now, where is he?
Truly, we aren't friends. He can't abide me. He detests me, in fact.
Mortimer!
Suddenly, in the wings, Mr. Charles saw Mortimer's ghost approaching. As if making an entrance.
Go away!
Pointing an accusing finger at him.
You're dead! Stay away from me!
Drifting slowly across the stage with a great sadness in his eyes.
Oh, no! Mr. Charles, have you been drinking? This is the final blow! Mortimer gone, Charles inebriated, and we open Major Andre in a few hours! We may have to cancel the opening night performance in the nation's capital! That could ruin the company!
I'm sorry, Mortimer. I'll tell them. I'll tell them everything. I confess.
Oh, pull yourself together, you old sot. Get up off your knees.
I killed Mortimer.
Of course you did. You killed him and hid his body under the stage. Sober up, you fool.
No, I mean yes. I killed him in the laundry room. I didn't mean to. Look. See him there?
What's there?
There, look. He's returning to his grave. The grave I made for him, in the mud.
Enough of this. As soon as we return to Philadelphia, I'm replacing you, Charles. And Mortimer, too, if he's not here in 10 minutes.
No, look, there he goes, down the stairs. Come with me, I'll show you.
Mr. Charles led the way downstairs to the laundry room.
He's over there, under that mound of dirt. I'm so sorry.
You two, Grab those shovels and start digging. Over there.
The actors crowded around the entrance to the room as the stagehands dug up the floor and revealed the corpse of Mortimer, the murdered actor. The performance was indeed cancelled, and the show closed. Since Mr. Mortimer had no family or close friends, it was decided to let the body rest there at the National instead of moving him to a pauper's grave. The theater's owners poured concrete over the dirt floor where Mortimer lay, encasing his remains. What was once the laundry room is now the National Theater's orchestra pit, where, over 100 years later, my father played piano for musicals and watched for the ghost. Although the theater has undergone many changes, touring plays and musicals still perform at the National. But for the dead man, nothing has changed. It was hoped at the time that he would rest in peace near the stage, but his spirit has other ideas. He still haunts the theater where he met his death over a century ago. He's a friendly spirit. Stage crews and actors have seen him walking up and down, inspecting the set of each show that comes to the National. He can be seen in the wings or the balcony, looking it all over carefully. To theater people, his reactions mean a lot. They believe that if he looks pleased, the show will succeed, and if he looks sad or disappointed, the show will fail. It's as if he knows the fate of each production, even before it opens. So the next time you go to the National Theater, look carefully at the audience. You never know just who might be watching from that last seat in the balcony. It could be the restless spirit of the actor who lies beneath the floor.
This has been The Haunted Theater, a ghost tale from Washington, D.C. Adapted for audio performance by Catherine Aselford from Dead Daddy Stories, a collection of haunting tales from Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia. Copyright 2009, the Georgetown Theater Company, all rights reserved. Performed by, in order of appearance, Catherine Aselford, Philip Baedeker, Timothy R. King, Terrence Aselford, and John Morigello. Special thanks to the studios of the Cutting Corporation, Bethesda, Maryland. For more information about the Georgetown Theater Company, please visit our website at www.georgetownthetre.org or call 703-271-7770.